And I am back for a fun Saturday WNBA slate. I'm your host, Kenny Taylor. And today we have spend up options and also potential blowouts. But we definitely have the spend up options today. But before we dive into that, I want you to know that Sports Ethos has partnered with Bet Online, which is your number one source for all your sports betting needs this season. From baseball, golf, soccer, right up to all the fights from UFC, MMA, and even boxing. Every stat, every matchup, and even live odds and spreads while the games are being played. When the game's over, head on over to our online casino and get in on a game of blackjack or a game of poker, or you can unwind with one of our over 150 slot games. Head over to the website today to get in on the action. Use promo code BLEAV for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online, the game starts here. Now, last time I was on the pod, we had a three-game Thursday slate, and I was high on this first prop. First prop I talked about was Asia Wilson going over up to 40 points and rebounds. Really thought she was going to have a 30-10 game. We got lucky. Her points and rebound props came in at 38.5. But we fell short. Sadly, she finished the game with 37 PR. So we missed the check mark on that one. Now, later on that night, we had the Seattle Storm playing the Indiana Fever. I said, Jew Lloyd will be able to bounce back in this spot. If there's any spot she can bounce back in, this would be the spot. I said, if the points came in at 20, just take the over on that. And she went over that in the first half. So we got a check mark on that one. The third prop I was high on, same team, same game, was Miss Ezzy Magabor. I said, if her blocks and steals came in at 4 or less, to take the over. And sadly, she didn't hit that line. We ended up missing that one. NECA was taking all of the steals and block in that matchup. I believe she finished with 7. So we fell short on that one, too. So, unfortunately, we ended that night with 1 check mark, 2 reds, and we didn't profit. But, like always, we have a new slate, new opportunity, and, of course, another chance to go perfect 3 for 3 on today's 2-game slate. Now, to kick things off, we got a 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time tip-off in Washington where the Aces are going to be playing the Washington Mystics. Just saying that out loud makes you think this is going to be a lopsided game, and right now, the spread is only set at 12.5 with a game total of 173. So that means a lot of players will be having plays from this game due to the difference in spread between the two games. Now, let's just start thing on the Aces side. I'm just going to bring her name up and her price tag. Asia Wilson is 13-4 on this slate. Now, if you're just playing cash games, looking to double up, definitely play her, even at this 13-4 price tag. But in GPPs, if you're trying to win this tournament, I think it's best to fade her. I hate saying it, but you need to fade the 13-4 player. Luckily, if you do that, you're definitely going to be able to find other ways to spend your money and possibly other ways you can spend your money on this team. Jackie Young is 9-4 right now. And when it comes to ownership, I think you might be able to get her less than 20% due to all the guards that are available on this slate. Definitely can see her getting another 40, 45 DraftKings point night on this slate. And honestly, don't even mind her in cash. But more of a GPP play for me. And that's kind of my second go-to aces player on this slate. Now, my favorite play on this slate is probably the point guard herself, Chelsea Gray. She's priced at 6'5", and she played close to 30 minutes in the last game. Look, if you're playing cash, GPP, whatever, you can't really say no to her. I know she's going to have 60% ownership on a two-game slate, but you can't really say no to the production that you could get from that price tag. That price per dollar is definitely going to be well spent. Now, when it comes to her props, I was thinking of running the assists, but I think I'm going to switch it up a little bit different, and I'm actually going to look for her assist plus rebound line. If you're able to get that at 9, I really don't mind running the over on that. Even 9.5, don't mind running the over on that. But I have yet to see what that line is going to come in at, so need to wait it out before we can actually place our bets on this one. Outside of that, I don't like too many cheapy options on the aces, but if you believe this game will blow out, like 24 plus point blowout, Kate Martin is 3-5. And she still have a small role in the rotation, getting close to 10 minutes ever since Gray came back into the lineup. And I think if this game blows out, she should be able to get an uptick in minutes as well. And when she's on the floor, she's showing the ability to get you a fantasy point per minute. So in GPPs, that's one way you could play Asia and still have a couple other star players around her. Now, moving on to the Mystic side. Right now, we know Sykes, Samuelson, and Austin's are going to be out. Edwards is questionable, but I'm just going to consider her out for this game. I think it's more realistic for her to come back next week. So the first name that comes to mind is, of course, Atkins. She's priced at 9-4. In cash games, I don't mind running her. I do believe she have a safe floor in this matchup. But if I'm playing a GPP, I'm going to have more interest in either Walker Kimbrough or VanLue. Both of them are in the high five range. I believe Walker Kimbrough is 5'6", VanLue's 5'9". And ownership might be a little bit higher on Kimbrough due to recent performance. So I might lean more towards VanLue, but I believe both of these players have decent floor when it comes to minutes. The production is always going to be questionable. I don't see another 35-point repeat for Kimbrough, but VanLue definitely might have the safer floor of the two. Now, if Edwards is out, Hines Allen is 6'8". I don't mind rostering that in GPP or cash. I might stay away for Inkslayer in this matchup. Do believe this is going to be a fell-prone matchup for her. So I'm gonna stay clear of her in this matchup. And the last piece I will use is DeeDee Richardson. She's 4-1. I don't mind using her. She's more of a defensive player. Her usage rating isn't the highest, but if she's able to get you 20 minutes at 4-1, you need to save some salary at some point. I don't mind taking a chance with her in the highest game total matchup on the slate. Now, moving on to our last game on the slate, we have the Wings traveling to Seattle to face the Storm. And right now, Vegas has Seattle as a 10.5 home favorite. And the game total isn't too bad. It's set at 164.5 right now. And to start things off on the wing side, I do think they're pretty healthy. Probably the healthiest you've seen the wings in a while. Right now, the only person who's expected to be out that been a part of their main season rotation is Segrist, due to the hand injury. But when you're talking about the wings, you always got to start with Arike. She's priced at a mid 10K. In my early builds, I don't have her in. I wasn't able to put the 10 sits in for her. So in my early builds, I don't have her in yet. But cash, GPP, she's always a valuable option to have in your lineups. But for me personally, I'm not going there right now. But later on in the day, I might be able to switch up a couple things in my roster to actually put her in a line or two. When it comes to the wings, I've mainly just been focusing on Billings or Howard. They're both priced similarly. I believe Billings is 7'8", Howard is 8'2". I like them both in GPP and cash. I don't mind playing both of them. I didn't go there. I'm just running one lineup with Billings, one lineup with Howard. But if you want to run both, I think it's a option you could go with in cash, possibly even GPPs. But outside of the two forwards, I just have a little bit interest in Sims, Odyssey Sims, I believe is her name. 4'9", just got signed to the hardship contract. She was with the team last year, and actually showed signs and flashes of brilliance. And she might be a little chalky due to almost getting 40 fantasy points in the first game. So it might be more of a cash gameplay, but I don't mind using her at cash or GPP since there's only so many routes you could save salary on this slate. Now, for Seattle, this is where the pricey options come in. Everyone that you want to roster for this team is around 9K. Both the guards are kind of where I'm leaning towards in this matchup. Lloyd is at 9'6", just had a spectacular game against the Fever. And Skylar Diggins Smith is at 9'1", been probably the more consistent of the two guards. So when it comes to props, if Lloyd 3-point line comes in at three or lower, I definitely don't mind playing the over on that. And if Skyler's assists line come in at seven or lower, I don't mind playing the over on that. But yeah, DFS wise, both of them are worth playing in the lineup. When it comes to the forward, Ezzie and Nneka are almost the same price. Ezzie is 9'9", Nneka is 10K. Both are playable. If I'm running Nneka, I'm thinking I will pair that with Skylar Diggins. And Ezzie, I don't mind running as a one-off. Really don't see the correlation between Ezzie and any player on the floor, just like I don't really see the correlation between Lloyd and any player on the floor. Both could get their fantasy points without contributing to others on the floor. But when it comes to Diggins and Nneka, I want to say Diggins assisted on 30% of Nneka field goals made so far this season. So I do feel like there's a strong play to play both of them if you got them in your lineup. Outside of that, cash games, I don't mind running Horston. Should be pretty chalky, 7K range. Then GPP, Sammy Watkins, she's 4K. Definitely could get our three ball going in this matchup. Should be able to get you 15 minutes as well. So in GPPs, really don't mind running her. But that's kind of how I'm attacking the slate. So if you want to get in contact with me, you can find me on Twitter at OrangeDFS. I'm always talking about basketball. We have a lot of off-season news happening in both the NBA and in Europe. So if you want to talk about that, I'm more than happy to. But outside of that, hopefully you're able to hit every single prop that you play on this slate. And of course, take down any contest that you're in. Outside of that, until next time.